The recommendations approved by the Facilities Task Force Monday night will affect 29 schools and 10 administrative buildings. If approved by the school board next month, 4 schools will close, 3 high schools will be altered, and 1 high school will be expanded. Task Force co-chair Perry Sabaty says some of the recommendations were revised over the course of 7 public forums.
We took every single alternative that was brought forward in any community meeting. We gave it an airing. We looked at the facts. We determined whether that was an appropriate way to meet our goal, which was how do we improve academic outcomes and optimize the facilities to achieve those outcomes.
With 6 task force members absent, the remaining 13 narrowly rejected a proposal that would close Marion Franklin High School and approved a recommendation to create separate 6th through 8th grade middle schools within Marion Franklin and South High Schools. By the same narrow margin, the task force approved a plan for the East Side that preserves East High School and turns Lyndon McKinley STEM Academy into a 6th through 8th grade middle school, incorporating 6th graders from Medina, Hamilton, Lyndon, and South Mifflin middle schools. Task force member Stephen Hardwick voted to close both Lyndon McKinley and Marion Franklin because he believes the larger high schools will provide more opportunities.
The administration gave us figures for elective opportunities at the various public schools, and the larger public schools have twice or more than twice the number of elective opportunities than the kids at Lyndon McKinley and East, and very close to that at South and Marion Franklin.
The recommendations will close 4 schools, Siebert Elementary and Mifflin, Buckeye, and Dominion Middle Schools. The task force is recommending boundary changes for Highland, West Broad, and Westgate Elementary Schools, as well as Mays and North Lyndon Elementary. They approved closing several sites, including the Morse Road Bus Compound, Beery Marion Franklin Opportunity Center, and the Adult Education at Lexington Avenue, and relocate some services, like the Linmore Education Center, 17th Avenue Facility, and the Hudson Distribution Center, and unanimously recommended further study on closing and possibly selling off sites like the Kingswood Data Center and the downtown State Street District headquarters. The school board is scheduled to vote on the recommendations in November. If approved, changes would take effect at the end of this school year for all buildings except for Lyndon McKinley, which would make the change from a high school to a middle school the following year. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.